my house, Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, guiding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade. Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see Casey. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Staggs Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Staggs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 50763. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you. Indeed.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my...
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we come right now thanking you for your mercy, your kindness, your love. Asking you, first of all, to forgive us our sin and have your way in the building tonight, Lord God. Allow your spirit, Lord God. Use the man of God that's getting ready to come forth with the word, Lord. Father, we ask you to anoint his lips. Speak through his mouth, God. Satan, the blood of Jesus against you. We bind you by the power and authority of Almighty God. And Master, we ask you to have your way in here tonight. I curse everything that's not like you. I plead your blood over the walls, the pews, and the anointing must come in. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is what breaks the yokes. The Bible says it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. And Father, we ask you to allow your anointing to fill the building. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give him a hand clap as I present to some, hallelujah, and introduce to others our speaker for tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, hallelujah.
Lord, I love you. I love you tonight, Lord. I love you tonight, Lord. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory, Father. Lord God, we just thanking you, Lord God. Lord God, for coming in the building tonight, Father. We welcome you, Lord God. We give you all the honor tonight. We give you all the glory, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you're going to do tonight, Lord. It ain't about me, but it's about you, Lord. God, I move out the way, Lord God, and let you come in, Father. Father, you know what everyone needs tonight, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for those that are sick and shedding, Lord. Those that couldn't make it tonight, Lord God. Praying, Lord. God, that you watch over them, Lord. God, that you would keep them, Lord God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, Lord. Even those that are traveling on a danger highway and byways, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you send your angel, Lord. God, and they gather around the car, Lord. We bind all accident, Lord God. All mechanical failure right now. Father, we thank you right now. We give you all the honor. Lord God, we thank you for the Sabbath day, the seventh day, Sabbath of the Lord, thy God. This is your hour. This is your time, Lord. God, we give it to you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the final, Lord. Lord God, the final, Lord. I married the Bishop, Bishop Marbury, Bishop Albert Marbury, Lord God. We thank you for him, Father. Thank you for the co-final, praise the Lord. Co-final and pastor, praise the Lord. Elysville Church, praise the Lord. Pastor Annie Marbury, praise God. The co-final, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to everybody in their respective places tonight. We thank you for our guests tonight that pressed their way to come out. Our musician, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Want to thank the usher for doing your job tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to my wife. Praise the Lord. My girlfriend. My friend, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My companion, praise the Lord. My spouse. Thank God for her, praise the Lord. Sister Moses, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at this time, praise the Lord, I want you to grab somebody by the hand. Come on, praise the Lord. Grab somebody by the hand. Come on, I believe in touch, praise the Lord. See, if we are touching and agree on anything, it shall be done, praise the Lord. Turn around to your neighbor and look them in the eye and say, you are in the right place. Oh, you praise the Lord. That was kind of weak. Say it again. Say, you are in the right place. And you're at the right time to get something for the Lord. And if you believe that, put your hand together and give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly, I'm so glad, praise the Lord, to be in the house of the Lord one more time, praise the Lord. I'm just glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Among God's people, praise the Lord. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, he said, that way I'm going to be in the midst. And I believe he's here tonight. Praise the Lord. I can feel the presence tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly, we're living in the last hour, praise the Lord. We're living in bad time, perilous time. The Bible said dangerous time, praise the Lord. You don't know, praise the Lord, what's going to go on in a day, praise the Lord. That's why you got to be right at all time, praise the Lord. You don't know when your time has come, praise the Lord. You may say, I'm exercising, I'm taking vitamins, I'm walking, I'm doing all this stuff, praise the Lord. But at any given time, God can call you by your name, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Call you by your name. Are you ready to go back with him? Say, are you ready to go back with him? Hallelujah. Truly, I thank God, praise the Lord, for everything that's been said and done tonight. Praise the Lord. And the Lord I begin to seek the Lord for a message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord begin to show me something. Praise the Lord. I was rushing, getting down here to the church, praise the Lord. And I took my notes out, put them on the couch. And when I got to the church, I noticed that I didn't have my notes. And I said, I don't have my notes, Lord. Went in the prayer room, began to pray to the Lord. The Lord told me, it's not about what you got on the paper. It ain't about what you got on the paper. It's not about the verses that you may have, but it's about me. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what I want to do, praise the Lord. Regardless, I'm going to do what I want to do. I got a hallelujah. Well, I have ordained for tonight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And many times, praise the Lord, when things don't go our way, praise the Lord, you know what we want to do? We want to throw in the towel. We want to give up. We want to leave the church, praise the Lord. But that's the time you need to come to church. When things ain't going well, that's the time you need to come to church. Hallelujah. The Lord said, he began to tell me, praise the Lord, that we got to make sure that we plug up to the Holy Ghost. See, when something is not plugged up, it ain't getting no power. It ain't getting no juice if it's not plugged up. But sooner you plug it up, praise the Lord, the lights start coming on, praise the Lord. Lights start blinking, praise the Lord. The green light, red light, blue light, orange light begin to blink. So when you plug it up. Because you plugged it up to the power. How many know the Holy Ghost is the power? I said the Holy Ghost is the power. God said he's going to put shouting back in the church. Come on, we're a church that been burst, praise the Lord, and shouting and praising God. Now people don't want too cute to shout now. Afraid of what somebody going to say. But God will embarrass you, praise the Lord, if you got the Holy Ghost. He said he's going to put shouting back in the church. People shouting all over the church. God said he's going to put it back in the church. He told Joshua, said, just like I was with Moses. He said, I'm going to be with you. In other words, just like I was with Bishop Marbury. I'm going to be with the co-founder the same way. Oh, you ain't clapping tonight. You ain't clapping tonight. You ain't clapping tonight. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the same God. I'm the same God. And I feel, praise the Lord, the presence of our bishop when we have altar call. God said the same way that I was with him, I'm going to be with y'all the same way. He said, well, but I want you to be courageous about this thing. I want you to be excited about this thing. Praise the Lord. People ain't excited no more. Praise the Lord. Look like, praise the Lord, you've been baptized in lemon juice. Look at your face, praise the Lord. Instead of water, seems like you went down in lemon juice. Got a frown on your face. I'm going to get in the word. I'm in it right now. I'm in the word right now. Hallelujah. He said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. See, we're living in a time right now that people don't want to go to church anymore. It's hard to get people to come to church. We invite them, they say they're coming out, and then all of a sudden, maybe a football game, basketball game, Mardi Gras, whatever going on, that look like it's more important than coming to church. Because we're living in that time and we're living in that hour. The Bible said dangerous time. Gonna come, praise the Lord. Mother and daughter fighting. Father and son fighting. Kinfolk fighting. Fighting right in your family. Fighting, praise the Lord. For no reason. But fighting. Getting mad for no reason. No reason at all. Yeah, why are you mad? It's, I don't know why I'm mad. We're living in that time that the Bible was talking about the Apostle Paul was talking about. He said, perilous time going to come. Men going to be lovers of themselves. Men love themselves more than they love a woman. You don't hear what I'm saying. Man. Hallelujah. But we're living in that time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we thank God for everybody coming out. Thank God for the choir tonight. You sound so beautiful. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. God doing something with the choir. You doing something with the choir. You hitting some notes now. You hitting some notes. But even though you hit some note, the word is better than singing. They say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You got to taste this word and see that it's good. No matter what you're going through, praise the Lord. God know all about it, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He want to know how you're going to handle the situation that you're in, praise the Lord. You asking everybody else, what you think I should do? But God put the question back on you. What you going to do about it? You got yourself in it. What you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to bring you out. Praise the Lord. But you want to stay in it a little while. You just like Pharaoh. How long you want to be in all these frogs? Getting ready to kiss your wife. You kiss Miss Frog in the bed. Frogs in your kitchen. When you open your oven. Frogs in your washing machine. Come on, car. Frogs all in your car. Come on. Think about it. Frogs everywhere. Reach in there and get a skirt out the closet. Frogs in there too. Frogs everywhere, praise the Lord. Because God sent the frogs. And only God can take the frogs away. Only God can take sin away. The frog is symbolic of sin in your life. Only God can take sins out of your life. You can try all you want to try. You can't take sin out of your life. It's God that takes sin out. I remember, praise, I'm going to get in the word. I remember, praise the Lord, our final user always said, praise the Lord, that hell has enlarged herself. Said, hell have enlarged herself. And then he come back and said, who want the gift tonight? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Do anybody want the gift? Many people don't want the gift anymore. But it's available for anybody that want it. Peter said, for you and your children, to them that fall, you can get it, praise the Lord. We're getting close to Pentecost. Outpouring of the Spirit. Amen. If you have your Bibles, praise the Lord. See some of y'all pushing me and pulling me. We're going to get into the Word. Going to the first book of the New Testament, the book of Matthew's 16th chapter, praise the Lord. Matthew, the 16th chapter, the first verse. It says the Pharisees also with the Sadducee came and tempted, designed him that he would show them a what? Sign from heaven. He, meaning Jesus, answered and said unto them, when it is evening, he said, it will be fair weather. For the cloud is what? Sky is what? And in the morning, it will be foul weather today. For the sky is what? Red. And what? He come back and said, "E hypocrite." And a hypocrite is somebody that pretended to be something that they're not. No sense in getting mad about it. E hypocrite. He can discern the face of the sky, but cannot discern what? Sign of what? The signs of the time. You look around, you see all kind of things. You look at the news, all in the news. Even this election, praise the Lord, it's a sign of the time that Jesus is on his way back. Amen. Now we're going to the book of Luke. You got Mark, and then you got Luke. Luke, the 12th chapter, Lord. And we're going to begin to read at the 54th verse. Luke, the 12th chapter and the 54th verse. And he said also to the people, when ye see the clouds rising out of the, what? West. Straightway, he said, what? Said that it's going to shower, right? That it's going to rain. And so it is. And when he see the south wind blow, he said, there will be what? And it what? And it come to pass. Verse 56. He come back and said, ye hypocrite, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern the time that we're in? We're in the last time, praise the Lord. All you got to do is look around Leesville and you see we're in the last time, praise the Lord. I've never seen so many people pull over. A lot of people were pulled over this week by the police, man. We're living in bad time, praise the Lord. Our last verse is coming from the Old Testament. You got the Song of Solomon, then you got the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 59th chapter, praise the Lord, will be our final verse tonight. And we're going to see what the Lord has for us. Isaiah, the 59th chapter, verse number 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your what? Iniquity has separated you and between you and your God. And your sin have hidden his face from you that he will not what? He go on and say, for your hands are defiled with what? Innocent blood, praise the Lord. The blood. Innocent people is on your hand, praise the Lord, their blood. And the finger, and your finger with what? Your lip has spoken what? Your tongue have mother. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. And Father, we pray right now, Lord God. Lord God, that you wake the church up, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I know that you're able to do all things, Father. And right now, Lord God, I am beginning to decrease right now. And Father, asking that you will increase in the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, I'm praying, Lord God, that you will touch your people, Lord God. And that they will hear what you have to say tonight, Lord, and not what I have to say. Lord, I surrender to you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I can't do nothing of myself, Lord. I need you tonight, Lord. God, to talk to your people, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. The Lord said that he began to deal with me today. I had my tailgate down, and I forgot to put my tailgate back up. And I had some important stuff back there in the back of it. And I was traveling down the road, but I could sense that there was something wrong with my truck. And I said, I wonder what's, every time I hit a bump, it makes a certain noise, you know, like something finna fall out. So I pulled over, and I went back, and the tailgate was down. So I closed the tailgate, and the Lord began to talk to me, and he began to say, you know how some people are so sensitive when it comes down to natural things, things of the flesh. They're so timid when it comes down to those things. But when it comes down to the spirit, they're not so timid. Praise the Lord. We know, praise the Lord. You know, I went fishing not too long ago. And I got the rod in my hand. And my line is way out there in the water. But as soon as the fish hit the line, I can tell, praise the Lord, that I'm getting a bite. Didn't have a quote, but I could see the line moving. I'm getting a bite because I was sensitive to the line. And many times we are not sensitive to the spirit of the Lord and what the Lord is telling us in this last hour. He's talking to us, praise the Lord, but our ears are deep that we cannot hear what the Lord is saying to us. But he's talking to us. But when it comes down to natural things, praise the Lord, we are so easy, praise the Lord, to take care of those things, praise the Lord. But what about the things of the Spirit of God? The Bible said that God is a spirit. And we that worship God, we can't worship God in the flesh. We got to worship God in the spirit and in truth. God talked to us through the spirit. Not through our flesh, but through our spirit man. That's why the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a brand new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Praise the Lord. You don't walk the same. You don't go to the same place that you used to go to. You don't do the things that you used to do because God has delivered you from those things. The Apostle Paul began to say, if you go back to those things, the Apostle Paul said, it's just like a dog when he gets sick and he begin to throw up. And he walk away from what he throwed up. And then he say he go right back and begin to eat those same things. Back again. When you begin to go back and when you begin to look back, that was wrong with the children of Israel. They kept looking back into Egypt, praise the Lord, and begin to tell the man of God that he made a mistake for bringing them out there in the wilderness. Said we were better off in bondage in Egypt. And many times God will let you go through some stuff. He's not going to always come and get you out of the situation that you're in. God going to let you go through it. Because when you go through that, when you learn something, when you have to go through something, your parent can tell you all day long about don't do this and don't do that. Praise the Lord. But when you go through it, then that when you learn, praise the Lord. Oh, I see what Bishop Marbury was talking about now. I see exactly what Bishop Marbury, wow, because I'm walking in the footprint now, in the shoes now. See, when it come down to the sheep, it said that David, praise the Lord, was tending to the sheep. And one thing about the sheep, and you may not like me tonight, is the sheep got to be led. And whatever one sheep do, another sheep gonna do it. If one sheep jump over this fence, then a whole bunch of other sheep gonna come and jump over the fence. And if they tear the fence down, guess what? The last one's still going to jump because all the rest of them jump.